Small Town Podcast is made possible by generous support from the Georgia Municipal Association. GMA supports Georgia cities. Small Town Podcast is supported by Consolidated Pipe and Supply Company. Consolidated Pipe is a full-line supplier of products for the water, wastewater, and natural gas industries, and they serve utilities and public works departments in cities, large and small, every day. They're the exclusive distributor of Master Meter AMI-AMR technology. As a family-owned company with a legacy that began in 1960, let Consolidated Pipe show you that they are dedicated to service.
I hereby call this episode to order.
Hey, small towners, it's Mayor Matt Seal, and thanks for joining me for another episode of Small Town Podcast. After my recent trip to Mississippi to visit some great small towns there, I thought I'd do something a little different on this episode. Instead of visiting and profiling a specific small town, we're going to talk about a program that is impacting an entire rural area of South Georgia, affecting dozens of small towns. The program is called Locate South Georgia, and it has an affiliated program called South Georgia Leads. As it turns out, the Leads group was recently visiting the great city of Ocilla and our neighbor to the north, the small town of Fitzgerald, as part of their course. So I was invited to come join them at some of their sessions. So today, to see what rural Georgia is doing to help rural Georgia, we're going to go talk with the current class of South Georgia Leads in the small town of Fitzgerald, Georgia. Come go with me. Growing up in coastal Georgia, I only thought I lived in a small town. As soon as I graduated high school, I moved to the big city of Atlanta for college and to start my life. My life is a journey. And I ended up in Ocilla, Georgia. Population 3,400. We've got two traffic lights here. We're not looking to get a third anytime soon. Some years later, the people of Ocilla made me their mayor. Man, I love living in a small town. Other folks do too. This is the Small Town Podcast. And I'm your host, Mayor Matt Seal of the great city of Ocilla, Georgia. Small Town Podcast is sponsored by Public Software. While the name may sound new, Public Software has been helping small towns, cities, counties, and utility districts for over 50 years. They provide integrated software to help manage utility billing, accounting, and additional services. They help organizations accurately calculate, collect, and distribute money, print and mail statements, and effectively manage budgets. Some say they are a B2B company, but Public Software is focused on H2H, human-to-human connections. With decades of proven success and reliable service, let them make your software applications work seamlessly with the human interactions in your community. You can learn more about Public Software and what they can do for you and your organization by visiting www.publicsoftware.com. That's www.publicsoftware.com. Public Software. Strong relationships, stronger communities. Before I met with the Leads class, I stopped by to talk with a friend of mine who can tell us more about the efforts that Locate South Georgia and Leads are making and some of their initial successes.
Hello, I'm Jason Dunn. I'm the director of the Fitzgerald and Ben Hill County Development Authority. I am also the outgoing chairman of Locate South Georgia, a 20-county marketing collaborative built of several South Georgia counties.
Jason was the perfect person to give us some background on the collaborative efforts for economic development in South Georgia. And also, it was very convenient that his office was on the way to the session I was attending. So I guess to get started, before we talk about the Leads class and some of the collaborative efforts there, let's go back a little bit and explain what Locate South Georgia is all about as an organization. Obviously, that's something we want everyone to do.
Exactly. And we want people investing money here and creating jobs. Locate South Georgia is a 20-county marketing collaborative in which several South Georgia counties are participating. It is an economic development partnership. And what our task is to create more prosperity in South Georgia. It's economic development professionals working together. We do things such as go to trips in which we will meet with site selection consultants, who are the people that are deciding where and when certain companies will make their next big investment. We put out educational material in the form of an annual report that gives a lot of good news that has happened in South Georgia in the last couple years. We'd like to distribute that to our state partners, to local elected officials, to state leaders, to our utility partners, or anybody that touches economic development in some form or fashion. We try to meet quarterly. The organization is growing such that we are now in the midst of a strategic planning session, so we can take ourselves to what we consider a little bit higher level.
Talk about, because you and I have had several conversations about this topic, and you can either talk about it broadly or just the benefits specifically in those 20 counties in South Georgia, the importance of collaboration and the importance of kind of getting outside of your county line mentality.
Right. Well, you know, I'll just kind of use my own county as an example. You know, it's no doubt that many of our counties are rural. It's no secret that many of us have to really give careful consideration before investing funds in any project. What Locate South Georgia allows a county to do is get nationwide and even globally marketing efforts out by partnering with bigger communities. Now, we all pay the same, but it stretches our dollars farther.
Sure.
One of the big things, you know, we do, we give an annual presentation to our state partners, which would be, you know, Georgia Power, Electric Cities of Georgia, the Department of Economic Development, Georgia EMC. We can take 20 counties up there and give them one update. And when you're able to pull in multiple counties, they're getting a lot of bang for their
buck. Yes, that strength in numbers.
The strength in numbers, and it's very efficient and it's effective for them. Plus, you know, on kind of a vain note, I guess, maybe vain's not the right word, but it shows some effectiveness on our part, because you and I know it, putting together 20 of anything is like herding cats.
That's right. That's right.
So when they see those kind of efforts on our part, it increases our stock.
Though I assume the economic development professionals are easier than us elected leaders.
Well,
you don't have to comment. He's fine. That's right. I did. So there's that strength in numbers. There's that. How do you do this? Because at some point, you know, you work for Ben Hill County, City of Fitzgerald, Ben Hill County. And so they want to see that return on investment from what they're investing in you. But at the same time, when you pull together, at some level, it kind of matters. You want some things inside your you know, on your tax digest,
right?
That capital improvement that's done, that'll increase the tax base. But also, you're trying to be collaborative and know that there's some effect. So I guess maybe the question I should ask is, how are you viewing and how are you educating people about how, if something's across the line, say, you know, I'd love for it to be in Irwin County, but it's that would, those things would still benefit. Just like when you bring things to Ben Hill, it still benefits us in Osceola and Irwin County.
That's right. And that's the biggest thing is, you know, county lines only exist on maps.
Right.
And where people get their tax bill.
Right.
You know, for instance, you know, I spent all day Friday in Osceola, where our chambers, the Fitzgerald and Ben Hill and the Osceola Irwin chambers were collaborating on an event. And then, of course, Friday night, you know, 500 to 600 folks from Irwin County were up in Fitzgerald. So we're back and forth all the time. And that is mainly true is that, you know, employers, they don't care where the workforce is coming from. They just want a good workforce. So when something good happens, such as, you know, the redevelopment of the former Delphi property. And we all know people that work with Delphi or Delco, whether they were from Irwin, Tift, or Ben Hill County or Coffee County. And 2006 took those jobs away. And now we've got a project going on where
certainly all suffer together when something like that.
So that's right. We all suffer together. And so we ought to celebrate good things and enjoy the prosperity together as well. So and then, of course, we all understand about building that tax digest, and that's tough. And, you know, one thing we said around here is that sometimes development authorities or economic development professionals are in competition with each other, whereas Chamber of Commerce are not. And
sure. Yeah.
So it's a delicate balance, but there's no easy answer. If we figure that out,
yeah,
there might be an address for you at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
Andy Stanley says in sermons from time to time, certain things are not problems to be solved, they're tensions to be managed. And that
That's
sounds
right.
like an apt description of that. Well, let's talk about, because now Locate South Georgia has been in existence for 10 plus years. And I know that there's been some collaboration. I've seen it myself. And so talk about some of the successes that have already happened. I know once you start, obviously it takes a while to build some momentum in that direction and let people know that you're serious.
Right.
But now 10 years later, you've got some success stories.
Yeah, we have some success stories. You know, I just touched on the annual report. That's growing. The strategic planning, well, we're bound to try to take this program to another level. You know, and collaboration is very important. It's especially on a county-to-county level. And Matt, I know you were instrumental in this, and I were, and there were so many other South Georgia leaders. But, it, you know, 2 years ago, 2017, 2018, when our region passed the T-SPLOS,
yeah.
I cannot think of a better example of 20 counties working together to do something that's going to bring in millions and millions of dollars of economic impact.
Yeah. Now, I actually interviewed Jay Roberts for an episode when he was the DOT director of planning. And so we kind of went through T-SPLOS. But just real quick for our audience that may not have heard that explained, because we got some out-of-state people
right.
that don't know about the Georgia
well,
T-SPLOS.
You know, T-SPLOS will be a one-cent sales tax. And if at any time I jump in, get on the wrong path, a one-cent sales tax taken throughout the region
right.
from Ben Hill County being the northest part down to Valdosta and then east all the way to the Georgia coast.
Yeah. 18 counties, I think,
right.
sir. Yeah.
It's 18 counties within our region. And what it's going to allow to do, one, it's going to bring a new pool of money in to fund the transportation projects that our region needs. Two, there was some cost savings through partnering with the Georgia Department of Transportation that each city and county will experience. You know, neither one of us are in a county manager or road department management position, but those are some of the most expensive improvements that city and counties have to make. And
those potholes are some of the biggest things people complain about, too.
Exactly right.
So it's nice to be able to resurface more streets each year.
And I look at it, too, like, you know, here in Fitzgerald, in all our surrounding counties in South Georgia, that we are heavily relying on just say the wood industry.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that landowner's wood, those pine trees, if he can't get them to the mill,
that's right.
If she can't get them to the mill, they're not worth as much as they want them to be.
Right.
So we had to keep these roads up. It keeps jobs in the area. And not only, it keeps our manufacturers producing, but when you start talking about jobs within the transportation industry, it's also keeping our road paving companies, our equipment sales, engineers, surveyors, you name it. And we love it when the road crews are in town improving roads, because those people are going on break. They're eating in our restaurants. They're supporting small businesses, convenience stores. You name it. Somebody's getting some revenue from that.
Those orange barrels may be annoying to have to drive around, but they mean progress and a little extra cover.
Exactly. Yeah. And you know, the T-SPLOS was, we were concerned because it had failed in the past.
Yeah.
But there were a lot of people that really went to work beyond county lines. I know in my position, I was contacting my other economic development professionals, and they were reaching out. A lot of elected officials took a stand on this and really pushed it over the goal line.
Two things come to mind as you give that a great example of a success story of collaboration in South Georgia. Number one, people think of economic development professionals that, you know, the biggest thing you focus on, and certainly it is a focus, is recruiting, you know, talking mm-hmm. to site consultants and talking to actual companies about expanding or bringing new business. But that infrastructure is such a key component of all that. You know, we've talked about rural broadband, but here we are just talking about roads.
Right.
And a timber company is going to be less apt to expand, or, you know, you're not going to build a mill if it's on a terrible road. You know,
exactly.
Those kinds of
that road's important. Yeah. Just as water, sewer, you know, yeah. And sometimes it's not, you can say, well, we got water, but what kind of capacity do
right.
you have?
Yeah. There's more than just yeah. that. It's all
and if you can get water to the site, but you can't get rid of sewer, you don't
right.
have sewer.
Right. Exactly. So there's a lot of things that have to be in place in order to right. attract somebody. But then the bigger thing was the collaboration. Normally, sales tax being something that's just for you, Ben Hill County, for me, just in Irwin County, and then we just split it between the city
that's
and the
right.
county. But this was 18 counties.
18 counties. And
to be able to work together like
you
that.
You know, and it's easy to look at when you say, well, you know, in our region, Valdosta is the MSA. That's where the majority of the retail money is spent.
Metropolitan Statistical Area.
Yeah,
for
Metropolitan
people that don't know. Statistical. You're speaking yeah. economic development.
You know, we have a lot of people in our communities who love to go over to Tifton and shop at Publix or Lowe's or maybe to, yeah. or somewhere else. So, and as small town retail gets smaller and smaller, and there's just some stuff that you haven't been able to buy in our towns and probably never will. So those relying on those partnerships is vital.
Absolutely. No, that was a great, great collaborative effort yeah. by
so
many
places. And
we've got
to have good roads to be able to get to those shopping centers.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Well, tell us another. I know there's a company example you're going to be going over with the group that's coming this week.
There is. As part of the lead session this week, we're going to be telling the story of a company called MillX, Millwork Expressions. They're based out of Duluth. They are a Georgia manufacturer of furniture, which it is rare now for any furniture to be made domestically, especially in South Georgia. We worked, the Fitzgerald and Ben Hill County Development Authority, worked with a regional real estate broker, Webb Properties, to market the former Shaw Industries facility here. You know, we were talking just a few minutes ago about when we lost the Delco jobs. Well, there was one time Shaw Industries had 1,000 people employed, and many of those were Ben Hill and Irwin County residents. But over time, that dwindled down, and, you know, the lifespan of an industry is 40 to 50 years. We got 40 good years out of that. So we were left with a 225,000 square foot facility that had to be reinvented.
Had a little space there.
Yeah, a lot of space. And as I was concerned that, you know, as buildings sit vacant long, they become archaic or go down, and it takes too much money to get them back up. But a couple things helped. One was some very good marketing from Webb Properties. Two, the Federal Opportunity Zone that is in Ben Hill County, which allows entrepreneurs, investors, job creators to invest money in a county such as Ben Hill or many of our other South Georgia counties and defer capital gains. So that was quite an incentive. But kind of to cut the chase, you know, what really helped that come together is a relationship that Bo Bird, who is a South Georgia Leeds graduate from last year, and I built through that class, gave us a good working relationship. We were on the same page when he was putting information together on the building. I was providing him stuff. We were checking each other's facts so that when the time came to make a sale or to pitch our community, everything was in line. So what we're seeing so far, I would love to really get into capital investment and job numbers, but that won't be announced till later on this year, so I'm not going to get the cart ahead of the horse. But MillX's plan is to have the most advanced woodworking shop, if you want to call it a shop, in the Southeast United States and to be housed here in Fitzgerald. Not only is it a great South Georgia lead success story, it is a great Federal Opportunity Zone success story, which is probably a topic for another show.
Yeah, we can do that in a whole nother.
It's a great story for Ben Hill and Irwin County because we know people whose lives will be affected positively because of it.
Absolutely. It's so easy to look at things that are negative, and those are the things that make the splashy mm-hmm. headline because it's, you know.
Right. Which I joked around. I joked around one time with Department of Economic Development Commissioner Pat Wilson, and he's like, "How'd y'all get that project? How'd y'all pull that off?" And I said, "Well, I said it took an act of Congress. And he said, what do you mean? And I said, well, I said, first we had a losing industry and then took an act of Congress. He said, what do you mean? I said, well, we had one industry leave and give us a vacant building. I said, then it took an act of Congress by passing the Federal Opportunity Zone.
That's right.
And he said, oh, you're serious. And I'm like, yeah.
So, that was a pretty important act of Congress.
Our biggest success story, I think, right away is locate South Georgia Leads, or what we call now just South Georgia Leads, which is a leadership program in which we partner with the Fanning Institute and the University of Georgia. That leadership program's in its fifth year. It's building relationships all over South Georgia that it seems hard to believe, but, you know, we all get wrapped up in our own routines, and we may not know what's going on down in Thomas County, where they just welcomed a new manufacturer, and then the gun industry is really grabbing hold in Bainbridge and Decatur County. They put probably 15 years of work into that to get where they're at today. That just didn't happen overnight. We're being able to take economic development professionals or members of communities and put them in other communities for a day, and they're getting to see ideas and they're building relationships. So we're real proud about that as a success story.
You did the perfect segue. I didn't even have to ask you about the South Georgia Leads. We went right into it. And I definitely would call that a success story because of, I mean, having participated myself, I think I was in the class right after you. Were you in the first class?
Yes, I was in the first class.
Sorry, I think I was in the third
class.
Sorry. I was in the third class. Now, what's going on now, who we're going to talk to is people from the fifth class that's just gotten going. So, talk about the structure of kind of how the program goes, how long it goes, and how people are pulled and the different types of people that are represented from all these communities.
You know, one of the reasons why South Georgia Leads was created in the first place, and, you know, Leadership Georgia is a great leadership program. It is very competitive to get in. I know people that have waited 5 to 7 years. So we saw like a gap in programs or a need for a program that was South Georgia based. What we do is we typically take about 35 South Georgians from any of the 20 counties that participate in Locate South Georgia. They're nominated by Somani. They're vetted. They're selected. There is a fee, a tuition fee. It's $1,250. Some might say, wow, that's expensive, but it's a great investment in leadership, which I'm a firm believer in that you can not you can overinvest in leadership programs. Yeah. It's an 8-month journey. We bounce around from county to county. We'll pick 7 counties. We'll also do a trip up to the Georgia Capitol. We cover everything from, you know, downtown redevelopment to tourism, to manufacturing, to innovations in agriculture. But the whole time participants are learning about these South Georgia counties, they're also getting leadership instruction from Fanning Institute of Government. And I don't know that anybody does any better instruction than Fanning. So it's a very professional program. The relationships that you have the opportunity to build are great. And these are all people that are wanting to see South Georgia prosper.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to get to talk to some of the people in this year's class. So we'll go talk to them now. But Jason, thanks for letting us know about Locate South Georgia and definitely the LEADS program that's become such a great success story.
Oh, it was a pleasure.
Small Town Podcast is supported by the Southern Mercantile. Visit southernmercantile.com for a blog about small town living and an online store with a selection of carefully curated goods. The Southern Mercantile. Simple living, Southern charm.
Irwinomics is the producer of Small Town Podcast. We also handle digital media production and marketing for small businesses in small towns like ours. We believe that small businesses and rural communities are the key to sustained growth and high quality of life. And we know that now, more than ever before, small businesses need someone that they can trust to help with the very necessary aspect of digital marketing to help your business grow and find new customers. Your digital presence is now just as important as your physical presence, if not more so. Irwinomics helps clients with all aspects of digital communications, from website creation and maintenance, social media, email lists and newsletters, and making sure that all of those things are working together to build your business beyond the city limits and the county lines, so that you can focus on keeping your community strong and vibrant. For more information and to see how Caitlin, Bailey, and Matt can guide you into growing your business, go to Irwinomics.com or contact us through Small Town Podcast. That's IRWINOMICS.com. Irwinomics, helping small town business thrive. So now that we have an idea of what Locate South Georgia and South Georgia Leads are all about, it's time to head on to the event of the evening. After touring around Fitzgerald, the Leeds class had their final session of the day at the historic Fitzgerald Train Depot for dinner and an opportunity to meet some local state legislators from our area. I had the chance to catch up with the two of them after they spoke to the group to ask them about their view of the importance of programs like this. Now, there's music in the background for this and for my discussions with the students from the class. It's rural Georgia, y'all. We're going to have a good time. All right, I'm with my very favorite state senator in the entire state of Georgia, my state senator Tyler Harper. Senator Harper, thanks for joining us. Thanks for coming out tonight and speaking to this this group of Locate South Georgia Leads.
Well, Mayor, it's good to be with you and good to be with my hometown mayor.
That's right.
So it's good to see you. Good to be with you and this great group of folks here at South Georgia Leads. What a wonderful program and opportunity for individuals to participate in the program, learn more about South Georgia, rural Georgia, and it's just an awesome opportunity to build on some leadership opportunities those individuals might have and some networking opportunities. But it's good to be here and spend some time with them.
And I'm glad you guys are in two different houses of the Georgia General Assembly, so I can call you both my favorites. We're also joined by my very favorite Georgia State Representative, Representative Clay Perkle.
You are so very kind. Thank you, sir.
Well, thanks for being here. And let me just ask both of you, just to kind of express in whatever direction you want to go, I'll open this up. The importance of things like this. This is the fifth year of the Locate South Georgia Leads, you know, the leadership class. It's 20 counties. Obviously, your counties are represented, but more counties than that. So just talk about the importance of doing these kinds of programs in rural Georgia. And obviously, the same can be said in the rural part of any state in the United States. So we'll start with Representative Perkle.
One of the coolest things this program does is it brings new people into our communities. So we can showcase the factories, the natural resources that we have, the wonderful friends that you can make. So networking is so vital in economic development. It's knowing what resources are around the state. And so being able to showcase our community is a huge plus for this program.
And today we're showcasing the communities that you guys represent, so that's an extra plus. But Senator Harper, any comments about that?
Yeah, so like Representative Perkle said, is awesome opportunity to showcase South Georgia, rural Georgia, and all parts of South Georgia, but more specifically the parts of South Georgia that Representative Perkle and I have the privilege to and honor to represent in the Georgia General Assembly. But I think programs like this bring individuals together that one may not have never known each other. And they work in similar roles in their communities from all over South Georgia. And why it's important for these particular folks from just South Georgia to get together is because in rural Georgia, we've got to stick together. What's good for one part of rural Georgia is great for another. And I think there's no better place to find that collaboration than the Georgia General Assembly. My rural colleagues and I that I serve with in the House and the Senate, we work together on issues that are important to rural Georgia because we know that if we're able to accomplish those things for the rural part of our state, it's going to be good for the districts that we represent. And these folks having the opportunity to get together, and whether they're members of their chamber or local leadership in their communities or in some type of development role, or they work for one of our public universities across South Georgia, I think it's great for them just to collaborate on efforts from a regional approach and bringing our entire community in rural Georgia together and being able to build on the successes, economic development opportunities, and bringing business opportunities to this part of the state so our citizens can continue to have a great life here and we can continue to have a great opportunity for folks to live, work, and raise their families.
Representative Perkle looked like he had something else he wanted to add.
Well, that was a great comment that Senator Harper made. We each have different passions, but from the 20 different communities that the Leads program came from, we all have the same needs. And that's one of the things they're going to find. Every community has workforce development issues. Every community has housing issues. Every community has healthcare issues, education. There are all these things that can tie us together. And the regional approach is not a zero-sum game like you think it would. So something that benefits Tifton is also going to benefit Cordele. new industry that comes into Valdosta is also going to be good for Bainbridge and for Thomasville and vice versa. What happens in Fitzgerald is good in Osceola. So to get the divergent views that still have a common interest and common needs are very important.
I got a stumper for you. This could go anywhere. I just thought of this question because, and Representative Perkle has a little less time in the assembly than Senator Harper, but you guys have both gotten a lot of experience and obviously been all over rural Georgia. And I think you've gotten the opportunity to see some places in other rural parts of other states. So whether it's because of COVID or whether it's just something that was already happening, there's a lot of common challenges in rural communities. You know, we can list those off, and they're the same things that any presentation of any conference we go to. But what's either a surprising challenge you weren't thinking about when you got into elected office, or maybe something that's emerged because of this year has been unprecedented, is probably the most overused word this year to describe COVID-19 and all the things that have gone along with it. So what's the most surprising or maybe emerging challenge that rural Georgia is going to deal with?
I'll go first since I'll let Tyler think on this a little bit longer. But
you just want to make sure in case he was going to say the same thing.
And he always says such brilliant things, and I'm always on the short end. One thing that has surprised me in every community that we've been to, every single one, and I went through the Rural Development Council all over this great state, one of the things that surprised me is business leaders in every single community says, we need more workers. Every single community. And we could see great wages in all the communities that we went to, that they absolutely need workers in order to expand their production, to attract new industries. They need workers. And that surprised me because initially you think we don't have quality jobs, but that's not the case. We have quality jobs, we need more workforce and workforce development.
That would be kind of counterintuitive. I think people think it's the exact opposite of what you just said. So, Senator Harper, your observations?
Well, I think Representative Perkle actually hits on a really good point.
That's why he wanted to go first.
Why he wanted to go first. And I would agree with him. That is, I think when I was elected to office, obviously making sure people had quality jobs, but not thinking about the fact that those jobs are already available, and making sure that we're providing resources in the workforce development training for those individuals that they might not have had to work in those jobs. That is definitely something that we've worked on and we're going to continue to work on. But I guess, you could list off a number of issues in a different regards of issues that need to be addressed in rural Georgia. But I think one of the things that has been on our minds most frequently lately is the rural broadband issue. And when I was first elected to office, there really wasn't this conversation about rural broadband. After being in office for a couple of years, we started that conversation about making sure that the rural parts of our state had the same access to quality internet and broadband services that the folks in the more metro parts of our state had as well. And I think the COVID situation that we've been through recently
amplified
the situation that we're in and amplified the need for it, especially when it comes to education. Our kids in rural Georgia are disproportionately at more of a disadvantage than kids that are in a more metro part of our state when it comes to the ability to gain a quality education because of the lack of broadband access. But we've got some great stories, I think, that we can tell and some successes over the last couple of years getting us in that direction. We're not there yet. We still have a ways to go. We still have a lot to accomplish, but we're heading in that direction, and I think we're doing some things that are right with the help of the federal government, USDA, Secretary Perdue, on down to the General Assembly and others in building out our rural broadband network. We still got a lot of work to do in that regard, but that's probably one of the biggest issues from a rural perspective. If you ask me what's been the number one issue since you've served in the legislature in rural Georgia, that would definitely be it.
Well, thank you both for being here tonight and talking to leaders. Thank you for what you do for the great small town of Osceola, Georgia, and all the small towns in your district. So thanks again.
Yes, sir. Good to be with you.
Now we hear from some of the class participants. After getting them to introduce themselves and what community they represent, I ask each of them to say what made them want to participate in the LEADS program and what they hope to get out of it. Now, while they're not all from towns small enough to be featured on small town podcasts normally, it is evident to me that they all see the value in collaboration with each other for the greater good of our rural part of the state.
Steven Snyder, I'll represent Sumter County. I work for Georgia Southwestern State University. I've been there for a little over 13 years now, a graduate. I'm looking forward to what South Georgia Leeds offers. I found out about South Georgia Leeds when I was when the program started, I guess it was 5 or 6 years ago. In terms of education, that's when I learned about it. I was nominated last year, but wasn't able to participate, and so I was nominated again this year, and I thought it was a good timing for me. And, you know, just coming together with all the different communities in South Georgia, felt like it'd be a good opportunity to make some inroads, do some networking within those communities, and really see how we can all work together in the vein of regionalism and essentially strengthen their product in South Georgia so the state continues to see how important it is in rural Georgia. It's interesting to see the experiences that the communities surrounding Sumter County, you know, we all have the same struggles, whether it's rural broadband or healthcare or education. Hearing that, you know, that we all have similar issues, hopefully we can come together and provide some good, maybe some good ideas for us all to thrive as a unit.
I'm Michael Smith, and I'm from Valdosta, Georgia. The greater Valdosta United Way, we cover 5 counties in South Georgia and partner with 20 local nonprofits. Heard a lot of good things from Stan Krantz and Hillary Gibbs and Matt Reed, and they encouraged me to join. And I really believe in regionalism and that South Georgia being united, because we are not any of us big enough to stand on our own, especially compared to Atlanta. So we have to work well together and speak as one voice. Just meeting a lot of new friends and new business connections and relationships, especially on the political side with the nonprofit right now with budget cuts and COVID, advocating with politicians with state and federal budget cuts really matter. And then we're trying to do that as the United Way. Valdosta, Moultrie, Tifton, Thomasville, and Albany are now meeting quarterly to have regional talks about how we can work together and improve South Georgia and help the vulnerable and the abused population.
I'm Melissa Dark, and I'm representing Fitzgerald Benhill County.
And what organization are you with in Fitzgerald Benhill County as we're standing in Fitzgerald Benhill County with the train going by?
That's right. I'm with the Chamber of Commerce. I'm the executive director, newly started.
I was just going to say, you're probably brand new. How long have you been in the job?
3 months today. I had heard great things about our regional area developing leadership potential in people and opportunities to work together and build relationships with other communities that would be beneficial to our town. And I was hoping to learn skills and also grow some relationships that could help me as I work at the Chamber of Commerce. We are halfway through, and we've enjoyed hosting everybody here in Fitzgerald Benhill County for this session. And what's been impactful to me is realizing that we are not alone in the problems that we're facing in our small communities. I mean, we don't want everybody else to have problems, but it's great to hear that the struggles that we're facing are the struggles that our other communities are facing in our region. And hopefully we can work together to come up with solutions and answers on a regional level that will impact all of our communities.
I am Eric Larson, and I represent Tifton. I work at Abraham Baldwin Agricultural College.
Also known as ABAC.
Known as ABAC, right? Yeah, everybody else probably listened to this, probably knows this. But yes, ABAC. One of my co-workers, she was a part of South Georgia Leeds. She's actually currently on the board. So I heard about it from her, and she then actually was, I think, the person that nominated me. I got nominated, and then I applied, and just talking with her what the goals of South Georgia Leeds is and for the area, for the communities within the region, that's kind of what got me excited about the opportunity to learn and be with this group of people. I was hoping and have learned a lot about the South Georgia region. I'm not originally from Georgia. You can probably tell from my diction that I'm a transplant.
Where are you from?
I'm originally from Utah. Okay. We came out here. I've only been here about a year. So I was hoping to get more information, knowledge about South Georgia, culture, social, political, economic aspects, just because that's what I'm interested in. But also not so altruistically. I was hoping to gain a better social network for my own personal reasons. I run an applied social science research business firm company, whatever you want to call it. Technically, I think it's set up as a partnership. I set it up, but I don't even remember. But to help me personally, but also give me opportunity to be a force for good in South Georgia, which is a big part of, you know, what I do at ABAC, what I try to teach my students, and what I try to put in place wherever I'm at. I'm within the Rural Studies program, and I was brought on to teach their rural community development courses, specifically their social and community development courses. And so I was brought on to do that because I have some practical applied knowledge as well as, you know, my background in research and academia. But I really like this program and its focus on regionalism, and that fits very well with what I was taught, what I try to teach my students. And so bringing what is being applied here and what's the efforts that are, you know, in developing leadership, which, and, you know, brings power to communities when you bring leaders and develop leaders from the, you know, the regions and places and communities that you're trying to help. You know, it brings power to them and the ability for them to help themselves, raise themselves up. But this is building a network that will allow that power, those resources, to be able to be applied across the region to help boost other communities, other areas that are struggling. It's a very dynamic idea and plan and vision that I'm going to be taking to my students to try and help them understand how we can take the things that we're applying at the small, you know, lower community level, but then apply those same things to that larger regional think, so to speak.
All right, thanks for talking to us.
Thanks.
My name is Daryl Savs Jr., and I'm from America's Sumter County, Georgia. I'm actually a co-owner of Barnum Funeral Home in America's, Georgia, and we've been serving the people since 1905.
You've been serving there since 1905 yourself?
Well, not myself, but the business has been open since 1905. So I take pride in that's our motto. We've been serving our community since 1905.
I was going to say, you look very young for however long that would be. So what is it that you heard about Locate South Georgia Leads, and what made you want to apply for this program and get involved in it?
First off, my sister actually participated in the program last year, and she was so amazed by the networking opportunities and the learning experience that she gained, that she actually recommended me for this particular program. I was kind of reluctant at first, but I did my own research as well. And I mean, anything that involves leadership, and especially in a rural community and not just in Metro Atlanta or, you know, any major city, I feel like is a valuable asset to have, and also to gain the type of, I mean, It's so different than any other leadership program that I've ever attended. I've attended several, but this one has brought to my attention certain things in Southwest Georgia that I've never, ever known before. Just the influential people, let alone the products that we actually produce in Southwest Georgia, and the businesses that are actually created. I find it very, very intriguing to learn some of the history that Southwest Georgia actually brings. And I think it's a very, very great program. And I'm excited for the next few sessions because, I mean, we get to travel. I think that's one of my biggest things. I like to travel a lot just to meet new people. I think that's the biggest thing. Because right now I'm sitting here with the mayor of Osceola, and I never would have thought in a million years I would meet the mayor of Osceola. So
I hope it wasn't too much of a disappointment.
No. The mayor of Osceola is a great guy. He's amazing.
I'm definitely not going to edit you out saying that. So,
thank you.
Now tell me this one more thing. Now you kind of already answered the question, what you hope to get out of it. But being that we're halfway through the second session here in Fitzgerald, you'll be in Osceola tomorrow. What have you already gotten out of it? Maybe what you hope to get out of it through the whole program?
Well, as of right now, I think that just learning about the different leadership styles that we were introduced in the last session, and then today, where we were talking about certain rural aspects and looking at data to kind of compare. I'm a big data person. I'm a math professor as well. So numbers reach out to me a lot. So when I see numbers and I can compare between different counties, it shows the disparities that we all have. But if we came together and collaborate, I think Southwest Georgia would be more appealing to a lot of people who are looking for businesses and looking for jobs. As far as what I'm looking forward to, I think the end is what I'm looking forward to the most, because the last session is in Americus, which is my hometown, and we get to go to 13th Colony, which is one of my favorite places. It's a home brewery, or well, distillery, so to speak. And I have very, very good relationships there with those people there. There's some really amazing people. And to host, I guess, the final session there, and to have like a going graduation party, I think, to me, being in Americus, I can show people, you know, this is my hometown. So to have that kind of backup, just being at home, I think would kind of seal the deal for me. You know, you have to travel. You have to sacrifice time and just, you know, your family. You know, I like being around my family a lot. That's one of the reasons why I moved back home almost 10 years ago, is to be around my family and to spend time with them. So to have them there, to see and meet all of these great people that I've networked with so far, that's one of the biggest accomplishments of all.
All right, thanks for talking to us.
Thank you.
Sarah Adams with Colquitt County, the University of Georgia Archway Partnership.
And tell us a little bit about that, because that's an interesting program. So give us a little summary of the Archway Partnership and how that works and your role in this.
Yeah, it's really exciting. It's a pretty unique role in a community. I work for the University of Georgia, but with a local board in the community of Colquitt County. So I actually live in Southwest Georgia. I'm originally from Athens. And this local board helps identify different areas in their community that they want support for. Usually we bring in resources, or we bring in faculty that specialize in certain things, whether it's health and wellness issues or leadership or community collaboration, youth development, different things like that. So I hear about it all the time in our community. It would pop up on social media. And so, yeah, we have lots of different leadership programs in Colquitt County. When I heard about Locate South Georgia Leads, it made me think about my role as a leader in our community. And I typically didn't think of myself as a leader. I think of myself more as a resource person. But then I thought, well, if I take part in this leadership program, it'll help me gain access to relationships, people. It'll help network and unify Southwest Georgia, which is really what a lot of my job entails. So I was really excited about it. And now that I'm in the program, I am meeting so many different people and learning about resources that were in our own backyard that I didn't know about. Something I really appreciate about South Georgia Leads that is, I think, unique to this program is that you actually get to travel to the different communities that you're learning about. And not being from South Georgia myself, I actually grew up in Athens, Georgia. This is such a great opportunity for me to totally immerse in the resources we're trying to talk about, the different needs of each community. I can actually travel to that community, talk with people from that area, talk with leaders from that area, and really get a sense of what the needs are and what the resources are and how we can start working as a team as we go throughout this entire program.
Sarah, I'm going to put you on the spot here with one extra question I didn't ask everybody else. You kept saying you're from Athens, you grew up in Athens, that's where you started, and you came down here because of the Archway Partnership. So I'm sure there's something so great about South Georgia, you actually want to go ahead and make this your permanent home, right?
I have made it my permanent home. I literally fell in love with the community. I moved here for a job, and the people of Colquitt County made me feel so welcome. And I actually met my husband about a month after I moved. So
see, I was putting you on the spot about staying down here. It turned out you already have made that decision.
Yeah. So we actually bought a house in Colquitt County, so we're there for an indefinite amount of time. And so the investment for me is very real. It's very personal. I want my children to grow up in a very successful community. So what I'm doing now really matters, not just for the people I care about, but for the people that I'm growing up to be, hopefully, future good leaders of our community.
I love it. I asked that question just to kind of play, have fun with you, and it turned out to be a great answer. So thanks, Sarah, so much.
Thank you.
Well, small towners, that'll do it for this episode of Small Town Podcast. I want to thank Jason Dunn, Senator Tyler Harper, and Representative Clay Perkle, as well as the students of the current South Georgia Leads class for talking with me. I hope you all enjoyed a slightly different episode of the podcast. I enjoy finding stories of collaboration, and I couldn't help but want to share this program. Not just to promote it for future leaders in the counties of South Georgia that are involved, like mine, but also to share success stories that come from working together, as opposed to more isolationist and territorial approaches. If you know a story about small town communities who come together for greater success, and you think I should share it with the Small Town Podcast audience, reach out to me by email at mayormatt@smalltownpodcast.com or through our website or social media channels. Let me know. As always, I want to thank our season sponsors, the Georgia Municipal Association, Consolidated Pipe, the Southern Mercantile, and Public Software for supporting us as we explore and share great small towns. I'll talk to you soon, and y'all are welcome to come to Osceola anytime.
Small Town Podcast is an Irwinomics production. We release new episodes every other week featuring small towns through stories of the people who live and lead there. Our podcast episodes are made possible with editing assistance from Resonate Recordings, who also mixes and masters all of our episodes. You can subscribe to Small Town Podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts, and the next episode will download while you sleep. You can also leave us a rating and review, which would help us reach new listeners. We would really appreciate it. Beyond our episodes, you can engage with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You can also learn more about us and the small towns we visit by visiting our website, www.smalltownpodcast.com. We'd love to show all you small towners out there some great images from the small towns we visit and let you know about the festivals and events you can participate in. Thanks again for listening, and we hope to see you real soon, because there's no place like Osceola, Georgia.
We stand adjourned.